the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5503, Yud Aleph Sivan Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing it to a young man named David Dehan, lived in Ramat HaSharon. So he asked the Rebbe a couple of questions. Number one, he asked the Rebbe, there seems to be a conflict between two statements of our sages. One is that it says that if a person sees a woman who strayed away, we read in the parsha last week that her husband suspects that she was unfaithful, and there's a whole procedure over there in the Torah. So the sages tell us that if you see a woman sota being degraded to the situation, so you should refrain from drinking wine, because the wine causes frivolous behavior, and that brought about the drunkenness, that brought about the all these situations. On one hand, we say, stay away from wine. But then there's another statement in the Gemara in Tainus 11a, that a Nazir is one, a Nazirite, who abstains, makes a vow, a Naziris, of not to drink any wine. And he's called a sinner, because why are you denying yourself some of the pleasures of this world? The answer is brought down on this question in Tosfos that begins with Omar in Tainis Yud Aleph Omar Aleph. So the Rebbe references it. Now, he asked the Rebbe another question. It says that even the airheads amongst the Jewish people are still full with mitzvahs. They refer to him as a rekonim. Rekonim means empty. They have no substance to them. And yet we're saying that they're full of mitzvahs. How could he be empty and then still be full with mitzvahs? So why are we calling him empty if there's full with mitzvahs? And the Rebbe says, when it says empty, meaning relative to other people, he may not do enough or be equal to the other people, but it doesn't mean that he's totally empty. He still has plenty of mitzvahs. So anyways, this guy, this person, this David Dehan, this student, asked the Rebbe two questions over here. First question is, should you abstain from wine or should you drink wine? The Rebbe says you should look in the Tosfos, the Ramaskel Omar. In Tosfos over there, the reference, oh, Tosfos is in Tainis Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. In the Omar over there, you know, Tosfos says, yes, well, you still, it's still, even if you need to stay away from wine, it still would be called a choite because of your causing yourself pain. While you need to do it, sometimes you got to do extreme in order to protect yourself, but it still be choite. That's the choices over there. And further, how could he be empty if he's full with mitzvahs? The Rebbe says empty over here is merely in comparison to other people, but it doesn't mean completely empty. So that's why we're saying that even those who come across to being, you know, empty are still full with mitzvahs.